T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Finally, some positive news. The weather's looking up. And on
you're welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And on Thursdays, we try to leave you or bring you a little positivity.
Yes.
Gail Rosenblum, the editor of the Inspired column at the Star Tribune, joins us as always in studio. So thanks for being here.
Always happy to be here.
I know you're always happy because you know why?
I am
you
happy.
Write about happy people.
I do.
You may have the best gig at the Star Tribune.
I think
Tribune.
I do.
Really? People
honestly.
Doing positive things.
Yes.
So you have a feature by one of your staff writers, Kelly Smith.
Mm-hmm.
About an East African developer and general contractor in Minnesota.
Yeah,
tell us
so
about
it's an
him.
Incredible story,
yeah.
Really. I mean, it's inspiring on so many levels. First, she's a female leader of a
love
construction
that.
Company.
Love that.
Noor Construction. Moved to the United States at 12 by herself from Somalia.
Wow.
Built up this company.
Moved here by herself.
By herself. She did live with an aunt. An aunt, as you say.
But
sorry.
Left her parents.
She left her home, came
wow.
here, and then
wow.
the family eventually joined her. But can you
amazing.
Imagine the bravery
no.
and the courage of that? Worked her way up and is now hiring ex-offenders, which I love. They're coming out. She's giving them jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So she's doing so many innovative things, and it's a wonderful profile on her with great
That's
photos.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's an incredible story.
One of the other stories that caught my eye, Gail, I remember growing up.
I knew you were going to pick
parents.
On that.
The parents,
of course.
My parents, and they were good. I had
absolutely.
Good parents. I won the lotto, but they were like, "Yeah, just go out,
of
play, have fun, take your
did.
Bike, be back by 6 o'clock."
Of course, we did.
And now, and I ask myself, have I become a helicopter parent? Am I
yeah.
hovering?
Yeah.
Am I being too protective? You talk about the free range
yeah.
kids movement,
yeah,
and. A new nonprofit called Let Grow.
Yeah,
that really
Let
resonated.
Grow.
What's that all about?
Well, and I knew it would, and I know all of our readers will be talking about this one because we're all going to think about our own childhoods,
mm-hmm.
particularly those of us who are a little older.
Mm-hmm.
We left the house in the morning in the summer, right? Came back for dinner. And I think the saddest part of this for me is that modern parents should be doing that. They should feel the freedom to do that. They feel that the world is so unsafe. I think partly we as the media are to blame for
this. They watch too much television
scare
news,
factors.
I think. Yeah.
The truth is the world is far safer in many ways right. than it was even when we were growing up.
Hmm.
So this movement is fascinating to me because it's actually taking parents step by step through the process of letting go. Let them grow. It's practicing. It's let them ride their bike around the block. Let them pick something they want to do. Walk to a friend's house. We have to practice this because we're so out of practice. We're so fearful for our kids. And the negative sort of ramifications of that are great. There's obesity rates are rising.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Depression, anxiety rates are rising. And there are these definite connections to not trusting our kids to believe in themselves. So this is a huge movement.
Wow.
What, you know what's fascinating is, well, that we have gotten away from this, letting kids just roam.
Absolutely.
But now we have their phones, and
yeah.
we can track them on Find
mm-hmm.
Friends. We have bracelets with GPS, even for the littler ones, you know, that don't have phones yet, you know, just in case you do need to track them. It is so much safer to let your kids just go to the park with their
exactly.
friends, you know, if they do have their phone in their bag or in their back pocket.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, why are, you know, and you can, God forbid, somebody, the worst fear, grabs
yeah.
them off the street,
yeah.
throws them in a van and, you know,
so
kidnaps
unlikely.
Them. It's so unlikely, first of all. But second of
yeah.
all, just turn on the Find Friends and you're
yeah.
tracking the van. You know, I mean, hopefully this kidnapper
right.
is stupid enough to let them keep their phones. But,
right.
It's amazing to me that we're so fearful in this age of technology when it's so much easier
yeah,
to find
to keep track
it, to keep
of
them
our kids.
Safe.
Yeah,
yes.
absolutely. And what they need, though, from us is a belief that
yes.
they
Agreed.
Can be independent,
Agreed.
That mm-hmm. they can be resilient. I think back to my own childhood and the kinds of minor trouble, fortunately, that I would get in when
mm-hmm.
I wandered around. But I learned how to deal with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We build resiliency that way. And so I feel like this website, which is very robust, letgrow.org. Everyone
That's
should
great.
Jump on it.
Yeah. Hmm.
It'll help you. They have programs in 100 schools,
mm-hmm.
programs for parents, resources, and they're really just encouraging us to take a deep breath and let our kids roam and trust them, and I think we'll all be better for it.
Gail, I have a theory, and it's just a theory. We're immersed in media now.
Yeah.
I mean, drowning in media. Drowning. And many people have, you know, Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, kind of the soundtrack going between that and social media.
Yeah.
I think there have always been bad people doing bad things.
Sure.
But now when something
know.
Happens, That's we right. all know about it in real time. And it creates the perception that the world has become much more unsafe. When if you look at the statistics, if you look at the data, as you said.
Crime has plummeted. Would you know that? Would you know that our kids are safer than they've ever been, really, for a lot of modern kids?
I also wonder, Paul, if it's lawsuits and litigiousness that contributes to this. I had an experience this summer where my kid was like a leader in training, like a counselor in training at a local camp. And I said, great, she and another friend, we're going to bike to this camp. I said, this is great. You know, it's a little bit outside our neighborhood, but not bad at all. So I said, I got together with the other moms and I said, okay, they're going to bike every day. They're 11. They're going to get on their bikes. One's going to go to one house. They're going to go together. And we told the camp, you know, they'll be arriving by bike and they'll be leaving by bike every day. Got her a little bike lock, you know, not that she needed it at the camp, but whatever. The camp told us, no, they can't bike.
Oh
they need to be signed out by an adult.
Oh, my.
And I was like, okay, hold the phone. Like, back that train up because
really?
All these mamas work. We're all working.
Exactly.
And nobody's around at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, that's a luxury to be there for that. But I said, no. I said, we can't do that because we're not around. And they're training to be leaders. Can't they at least get themselves to and from work? You'd think that is – and other kids had biked to school where they went to school. And it was a little bit of a back and forth between us and the camp
leaders.
Well,
good
leaders.
For you.
Well,
kudos to you.
You know what? We got another mom who was graciously said she's signing her kid out. She said, I'll just sign your three out.
Yeah, good.
And they can bike home in the summer. And let me tell you, the kids really felt very empowered when they – like if they forgot their lunch, they kind of had to sneak out. But they biked home and they – you know, so I didn't have to get that call always to – and you know what? But I thought to myself, we're trying to give them that power. We're trying to step back a little bit. And the camp was taking it away. I'm like, we're not going to sue you. They're going to be okay. But I think it must be because they're worried about lawsuits.
Well, and the woman I interviewed is a lawyer. She's a family lawyer. And she has some very interesting things to say about this this kind of culture we're living in where everybody's ready to sue. So, good for you.
Tell us about the Open Eye Puppet Theater, Gail. Sounds intriguing. What is that?
So for, I think, about 17 summers, they've been tootling around the Twin Cities. And they're a puppetry theater company, husband and wife.
Oh, fun.
And they go into your backyard, your front yard, the parks, and they bring out these 30-minute adorable puppet shows. People of all ages come from, you know, 0 to 90, and they're just charming. And they pass the hat. And they've been doing this forever. And
what does that mean, pass the...
They afterward.
For
for donations.
Donations, tips. No, just to try on the hat.
Everyone tries on the hat.
You could get lice.
That's right. Don't wear the hat. Don't put the hat on. Right, said a mother. I know from lice, let me tell you. But no, they're just... It's a charming thing. And it was interesting. The backstory is that they started this around 9/11. And people weren't going out. People were so had stopped.
Scared.
So they said, if you won't come to us, we'll bring theater to you.
So sweet.
So they started doing that, and now it's very popular. And you just see these charming pictures of backyards, people just of all ages, just sitting there watching these puppets. I mean, it's a great summer thing. I mean, I say Minnesota is the best place to be in the summer,
for sure.
And this is just another example of that. And
when it's not raining, Paul.
When it's not raining, Paul.
Thank you.
Theater to go. It makes sense.
Theater to go.
Love that.
It is kind of cute, isn't it?
It is. And aren't we just behind New York City in terms of theater per capita?
I think it may be restaurants. I can't remember. We are on them or very close per capita in terms of the amount of theater we have here.
We take our theater seriously.
We take our theater.
And it's cool that there are groups that want to... Get out.
Yeah.
So this one's called the Open Eye
Puppet
Theater. OpenEyePuppetTheater.com.
Yep. And you'll get to see some cute pictures. And it was written by our Russian visitor. I don't know if I mentioned that. We had a Russian journalist in our newsroom for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And she was wonderful. And I sent her out to cover the puppets. And so she came back with a very sweet story.
Very cool.
That was nice. Yeah.
She wrote it in Russian?
Yeah. Well,
hope you
fortunately not.
Okay, good.
She could have, though. She could
have. That's excellent. Oh, that's cool.
Really
what is it, like a a foreign exchange journalist program.
She was on an international program, and so
awesome.
we get these journalists every summer, so it's just great.
Wow.
You sure she wasn't sent here to spy on you?
Well, possibly. Possibly.
That's the next story.
Yeah, that's right. That's not for my section, though. That's not for the Inspire section. My buddies over in the investigative team will be looking into that.
We hope
I'll
the inspiration
you know.
Spreads yeah, right. to Russia
right,
and
yes.
everybody.
Yes, that's right.
Everybody deserves to be inspired. This is in right. Saturday's paper,
in Saturday's
as always.
Paper, as always, Inspired section.
Gail Rosenblum, you
Thanks
are
for having me.
A force of nature, a
thank
force
you.
For good. Thank
a
you.
A force for
well,
good. Thank
we
you.
Will set you free
yes.
to
yes,
Rome.
Thank you, to Rome to take
range.
The bus. Thank
yes,
you.
That's right.
Go
right.
butterfly.
Okay.
Go and prosper.
Do you need
thank
any
you.
Money, Gail? Can I do anything?
I got my card. Yeah, Mom. Thanks, Mom. See ya. Bye.
Gail, thank
See
you.
Gail.
She's the
thank
best.
You.
Also, sign up for the Inspired newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
You can get that.
Yep, I get it.
Absolutely. StarTribune.com/inspired. Gail Rosenblum. She's the best. And also, you can see her on the Facebook Live. She is a delight. Very smiley and happy. And
she's a sweet person.
Very positive. Love doing that on Thursdays at 4:10. When we get back, a little bit of weather. Are we going to be positive? Because I'm feeling good right now. So
you
if you're
going
to be like
going to
a
be,
Debbie Downer, then
no,
I'm going
to
cancel
no,
the weather segment.
You're going to be inspired okay. by the forecast for the next 7 to 10 days. And you're going to be happy that you're not living in New Orleans. New
okay.
Orleans, wonderful city, big, easy, great beignets. Place to play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, beignets. But I'm worried about New Orleans. I'll tell you why. Barry is forming in the Gulf of Mexico. Already hurricane season. More on that next. I'm sorry, what did you say, George?
I said, you know what? My back was hurting a little, and I don't have back pain. I think, Dan, I think, is it contagious?
You're a youngin'. Really? You're,
back pain?
You got
it's
back
not
pain?
Contagious, but I can show you all kinds of stretches and different stuff that you can do on it.
I'd
so.
Have to do
well,
that.
Well, you do yogurt.
I know.
Or
so
yoga.
That's so
what
weird
is it, yoga
that I've...
Or yogurt?
It's yoga.
Yoga.
Namaste.
Yogi?
Jerk.
Yogi Bear?
But I don't know what... I'll go take an ibuprofen during the break.
You do
oh,
sit-ups?
During the weather. I don't listen anyway.
Yeah, I know.
This
yeah.
time.
We do, I do the weather segment, and then 5 minutes later, is it going to rain, Paul? Is the sun going
to
be out?
It's my time to meditate. Yeah. This is me time.
Yeah, okay, good. Glad there's
some
me time.
All right, so please don't depress me. Just make the weather good.
Why should today be any
please.
Different?
Please.
It's all good. It's all good. It's going to be heating up here. We could be 90 degrees. By Sunday,
yes,
and then a good chance of more low 90s the end of next week. But generally, the next 7 to 10 days, highs 85 to 92 in the metro.
Bring it. I love a good
and,
schvitz.
And widely scattered storms. Of course, fields still way too wet in southern Minnesota, while northern counties of Minnesota are abnormally dry. So a nice spell of weather, arguably some of the best weather of the summer. And Lake Worthy for a change. A couple of things that caught my eye, and I'll get to Barry here at the end. I want to get you the latest update on Tropical Storm Barry. Killer, God bless you. I predicted that sneeze. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
What is
I'm
it?
Good.
Huh? Really? Mm-hmm. Killer hail in Greece. Six
Come on. That's
six tourists.
It's like Sharknado.
No, this is real.
Really?
Six
you
tourists.
Hail, your number's really
look.
Up.
Two kids among the six that were killed by hail, 100 people injured. And this happens. It's freakish, but every now and then.
So
it,
do they not know in Greece?
You know your mic isn't on.
So
yeah,
do
minor
they,
detail.
So do they not know in Greece that when it starts to hail and it hurts that they should go inside?
Well.
Are they unfamiliar with that concept?
If you're on the beach and this. These people were on the beach. It seems like there was no shelter within half a mile or a mile.
Right, then
and
that's
so
very sad.
There really was no place for them to get out of the hail. And if the hail is baseball size or bigger and you get bonked on the head by big hail, woof, yeah, you can die. And that happened. South of the popular resort city of Thessalonica, a medical center in the region treated over 60 people for injuries, including fractures. People broke limbs.
No, baseball
the
size
hail was
hail
that big. A state of emergency declared. It was a 20-minute crazy hailstorm. Temperatures the day before had hit 98.6. And the arrival of that cold front set off some nasty, nasty storms. So the latest on Barry. Barry is a tropical storm now. And the real concern with Barry is not the winds, You know, normally people fixate on, is it a Category 1 or Category 2? It may grow to be a minimal hurricane by the time it pushes into Louisiana on Saturday. But the real concern, this thing is moving slowly, which means it's dumping out a ton of rain. New Orleans has already seen something like 5 to 10 inches. They could get another 5 inches. And just west of New Orleans, the models print out, the European model, Inga, prints out.
Yeah, I heard she's a real bee.
Well.
Well, she's trying to flood New Orleans. Move. Does everybody need to leave New Orleans?
At some point, they're going to have to figure out what to do with New Orleans. Oof. It's a bathtub. It's 20 feet below sea level.
That's crazy.
So it's very prone to flooding, and they have pumps, and they try to do their best to get the water out, and they have levees. But the Mississippi is flowing nearby. The Mississippi may breach the levees by Saturday or Sunday. We'll see. If they get 20 inches of rain just west of New Orleans, it's going to be a gong show. So anyway, a hurricane watch in effect for Louisiana, parts of the Gulf Coast. But the real concern is flooding. And something that has changed in just the last few years, Jorah, and I don't know if it's a fluke or a trend, most of the people are not dying from the storm surge, that battering ram of water that comes in ahead of the eye, where the tides can rise 5, 10, 15 feet in less than 60 seconds. That used to cause most of the deaths from drowning. Now it's inland flooding. These things drop so much. They're moving slower. They're wetter. They're producing more rain. And people 100, 200 miles inland, away from the beach, are drowning. Many of them trying to drive through flooded out streets. Half of all hurricane fatalities now are people that say, well, I'm driving in an SUV or I'm in a pickup truck and I think I can make it. Many times they don't make it.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, all it takes is two to three feet of moving water to turn your pickup into a boat. Suddenly you're floating downstream, and, you know, that can have obviously a tragic outcome. So especially at night, there's no way to estimate how deep the water is. Turn around, don't drown. The Weather Service says it best. We'll keep you posted on Barry. The real concern is flooding rains. And if I was in New Orleans right now, I'd be getting out. And I know a lot of people, the problem is a lot of people can't get out, right?
You mean they don't have the
they
means
don't have
to
vehicles.
Leave.
They don't have the means to easily get out.
Yeah, I get that.
But looking at what I'm looking at with the weather models, I would not want to be in New Orleans through next week. It's going to be bad. I don't think it's going to be Katrina bad, but it's going to be bad.
Have you seen the dangerous lesbian scene in Toy Story 2?
You know, I'm scarred.
Toy Story 4? You know, you haven't seen it, and really neither has anybody else except some people that are making a big stink over it. I'll tell you more about it next.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Okay, Paul here. Jordana is, where is she, on the can? I'm sorry, in the restroom?
She's somewhere not in the studio. I don't know where
okay.
she is.
Maybe she's chatting.
Oh, hey, there she is.
Oh, there she is. Yeah. Oh, hi.
Yeah, we're just doing a show. Don't worry. Yeah. So you go ahead and walk around, stroll around, do whatever you need.
This is not rehearsal.
I am so sorry. I was back there talking to Susan Blanche, and I'm like, I better get back to the show.
Of course you are.
Sure.
I'm a bad person. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
Did you already start your Beyond the Headlines?
No, I'm about to dive in here.
Oh, no. You know what? Can we talk about Dave Lee's Backyard Bash?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, don't worry. We were doing. You just come in and do whatever you want to do because, you know, that's fine. We'll just stop. You go ahead.
Sorry, guys. I needed to get my water. I left it back at my desk, and I forgot it, I was parched.
And that necessitated a conversation with a coworker that made you late for the...
She's very interesting.
She's just chatty Kathy.
Dave Lee's lawn bowling event is the event of the summer.
Wow.
By the way, we still don't have a team that wants us. If you own a company, you know, let's say... I don't know, Mickey's Lawn Service.
It's very sad. It's crickets.
And you have $800 because you do because, you know, it's been raining a lot. You've had to cut a lot of people's lawns. So and you probably have a little extra money. $800 goes to the Masonic Children's Hospital and the creation of Dave Lee's Patio. You can write that off. With that $800, you get a lawn bowling team. You get me, Paul, Dan. We'll all be on your team. We're sharks at lawn bowling. We'll totally win. Okay, made that part up. But we'll have a great time. We'll take you to lunch. You can meet the whole team. It is August 9th over at Brookview, which is a beautiful new golf course. They have a beautiful lawn bowling space. And so come play lawn bowling with us.
We'll cut your lawn.
For a good cause.
Jordana will use a push lawnmower and mow your lawn.
I will not cut
if you step
lawn.
Up and help us out here.
That is so generous of you. I will lawn bowl with you, but I will not cut your lawn.
So here, this is how we started.
Where are we going on this?
For good reason. And now this next story is...
You didn't know that we started it this way because you weren't here.
Yeah, we did. You weren't here. Had you been here, you would have heard that.
Blame Susan for being so interesting.
Dog days can be a real bummer. And, oh my God. A Texas man who had been missing for months was eaten, bones and all, by his pack of dogs. Sheriff's deputies said.
Yeah, they, alligators in Chicago
they do
yesterday.
Things better, they do things bigger and better in Texas. I don't know. Medical examiners said the DNA testing determined that pieces of bone recovered from the dogs' piles were those of 57-year-old Freddie Mac. Apparently, this guy, Freddie, had 18 mixed-breed dogs. They devoured all of Freddie's body, his clothing, and his hair, leaving nothing more than 2 to 5 inch bone fragments.
Maybe he should have fed them.
Those were hungry dogs.
Yeah.
Never have we ever, or anyone we've spoken to, heard of an entire human being consumed. The sheriff,
how
told
did they
the Associated
figure it out?
Press.
Did the dogs like poop out the bones?
Yes, they did. They couldn't find this guy, and so they did a search, and they were out in the field looking for him, and they noticed there were little bits of bone and hair.
Come on.
In the,
that's not
the
real.
Dog piles. Yes, it is.
That's fake news.
The deputy said that Mac kept his dogs well fed and cared for.
Apparently not enough.
Apparently the sheriff said this man loved his animals. Can't say that was a two-way street.
They didn't love him back.
Wow.
Or maybe they just loved him so much they ate him up.
That's harsh. 18. Good reason not to have 18 wild dogs.
Yeah, this from the woman that's constantly talking about eating the faces off
her
own children. Yeah,
I eat those kids up. I love them so much. That was very troubling, Paul.
I'm
I wish I could
about
unhear
that.
That.
I'm sorry.
1 million moms, a division of the American Family Association, known for its constant objection to any ideas that might stir away...
What?
That known for objection to any ideas other than traditional ones is gathering signatures to show Disney they feel blindsided by the portrayal of a lesbian couple in Toy Story 4. Okay, here's the problematic scene. At the start of the movie, Woody's new owner, Bonnie, goes to her first day of kindergarten. In the background, there's a quick scene where one child is dropped off by two moms.
Oh, God.
Later, both moms return to pick up their child, who gives them a hug. Hmm. They say the scene is subtle in order to desensitize children, but it's obvious that the child has two mothers and they are parenting together, and this apparently is not okay.
Well.
1 million moms believes this is so dangerous. They were blindsided by the subtle but obvious promotion of the LGBTQ lifestyle, and they need to warn potential movie growers. So be warned. There is a scene where two women pick up a little girl from preschool in Toy Story 4. Now, go buy bread and milk, hide your children, hide your women, and make sure you don't ever go see this movie.
So will this Disney film get an R rating for that?
Maybe a Q rating.
Should be restricted.
For that. Wow. Huh. Folks, get hobbies. Wow.
Well.
Wow.
Okay. Keeping the dog theme going. This one is a happier dog story. Americans spent $72 billion with a B on pets last year. We love our pets. A Gallup poll last year found that 40% of Americans think it is morally acceptable to clone an animal.
Oh, boy.
That's the highest number since Gallup started asking that question 18 years ago. Would you think of cloning Nala?
No. I mean, she's great and all, but that's weird. No. No.
But
it's weird.
We get so attached to our dogs and cats. You know who really got this off the dime was Barbara Streisand. She cloned her dog in 2017. She actually wound up with like two or three.
Do you know that she just flew them out, I believe, to Europe to watch her concert? She loves those dogs so much, she put them on a private jet to watch her concert.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was going to do that yesterday, but the time got away from
that's
me.
That's kind of the definition of having too much money.
Wow. Hobbies, people. Get hobbies.
Put my doggie on a Gulfstream.
Wow.
The process is simple. A veterinarian extracts a tissue sample from the pet while it's still alive or shortly after death if the body has not been frozen. For a storage fee of $1,600, your pet's DNA is preserved in liquid nitrogen. Of the thousands who send in DNA, only about 10% have cloned their animals. Here's the price tag. $50,000 for a dog.
Come on.
$35,000 for a cat. That is discriminatory.
Kind of.
They get a full... Now, listen to this. They get a full refund if the cloning attempts are unsuccessful.
Oh boy, that's
sometimes bad. The pregnancies result in two or three clones. You don't have to pay extra for that.
You don't, they don't charge you $250,000
nope,
if you get a whole litter?
$50,000, you could wind up with two or three. And they may look identical to dear little Fifi or Fido.
Well, I hope so. If they're clones, isn't that the goal?
Yes, but the personalities are not necessarily identical. It seems every clone has a slightly different personality. So you can clone for looks, but not for temperament.
See, if I'm going to clone, then I want all the work I put into the dog to come out in the new dog. Like if I train them, if they know sit, stay, roll over, then the new clone, they better know all that coming out of the uterus. I don't want a dumb one.
Now,
I don't want one that I have to work hard again at training. I've already done all that. That's why I want the exact clone.
So we're perfecting this for pets. How long before kids? And I know it sounds like science fiction, but it's amazing all the things that were science fiction back in the 60s, many of them are now science reality. So, again, I know it's kind of a slippery slope. Yeah, the ethical questions are, but...
And then do you make clones to harvest organs? It's a problem.
Oof, God.
It's a problem. It could happen. Again, folks, hobbies. That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
Now, don't make clones. Get a hobby. Here's two things that don't mix. Firecrackers and toilets.
Yes.
A prank has gone awry in Detroit, injuring two municipal employees. The department workers were injured as they used the toilets in a fire department repair shop, resulting in injuries to one worker's leg and scrotum, and unspecified injuries to the other. So the fact that I just said scrotum on the air and they were unspecified to the other, we're not going to go
there. You had
me
at scrotum. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
thank
the deputy
you.
Fire commissioner said it was a prank gone bad. This was an absolute embarrassment. Now, the fire department says none of their members were responsible for the prank. He says when you talk about a sensitive injury, sensitive area plus a burn injury, it sounds pretty awful. I guarantee you wouldn't want that
every
to happen to your
every guy right
loved
now listening
ones.
Is cringing.
You know what?
Yeah.
Firecrackers?
In
toilets?
The toilet? No.
No.
That's
just
wrong.
A hard pass.
That's bad. I thought of you when I heard this story from Guthrie, Oklahoma. Two people arrested after a traffic stop of a stolen car, Jordana, revealed that this couple had a rattlesnake, radioactive uranium, and an open bottle of Kentucky Deluxe whiskey in their vehicle.
Is that wrong?
Well, it sounds like a party to me.
If you're headed to a party, why wouldn't you have those things?
Thank you. And some firecrackers for the toilet. Why not?
A canister of radioactive powdered
uranium. What's
he going to do
with that? What is someone going to do with that?
Whiskey, firearms. Police in Guthrie are still trying to figure out exactly what the suspects were up to. And the rattlesnake, too. Why would you need a rattlesnake?
You put the powder in the whiskey and feed it to the rattlesnake, and the rattlesnake gets superpowers.
Well, see, there's a party.
That could be. I hadn't thought about that.
He's the next Avenger. We need a few more. Speaking of things found in a car, in Ontario, a 22-year-old driver was pulled over. A 2-year-old was also sitting on the car. Was the child in a car seat? No, no, my friends. But the parent wasn't as absent as you would think. The parent had a 30-can case of beer put on the seat and strapped the child to it.
Ooh.
The toddler was not injured, but police charged the driver with it failing to ensure the child in a proper restraint. Because, you know, it's like a booster seat.
Kid needs a boost.
Right, he needs a booster seat. So the parent
didn't
have one.
As long as it's the right height, what's the problem?
So he's like, I'll just put this case of beer right here and pop you on top of it. And now you're the right height.
That's creative.
No harm, no foul. Mm-hmm. Or not. So no, folks, you cannot use a 30-can beer pack as a booster seat for a two-year-old.
Nice try.
Parents who should not be cloned ever.
Wow. All right. The land of 10,000 lakes is having issues right now with live bait. There's a shortage of minnows and suckers. You were just telling me about this.
Why don't we clone them?
Well, cloning isn't the answer for everything.
It's not? Sounds good.
Now, they're blaming the harsh winter we just had, that quick polar vortex that mm-hmm. came in. Apparently, some of the minnows froze and died in ponds. There isn't as much live bait to go around this year. And also, people who fish say it's also Minnesota's fishing regulations that make it tricky because you cannot import live minnows or leeches into Minnesota from outside the state. I know what a fan you are.
I'm okay with
leeches.
No leeches coming in. I mean, I'm good.
What if you use sushi?
You can use artificial bait, right? Isn't that a thing?
Oh, yeah, it's a thing. Yeah.
A lot of people, yeah.
But if you're fishing for panfish, you're not going to use it necessarily.
A lot of people still prefer live bait.
Well, okay. So it's Minnesota. Get it together.
Still plenty of worms out there.
It's also 4:47. We got to take a break because we got to get to Mikey, okay? Yeah. Wixen Jewelers Time Check. With decades of experience and a well-earned reputation, Wixen is the best place to sell your vintage or pre-owned watches. So I'm looking at our notes from Axie. And Dan asks, is today the slowest day on the sports calendar?
Sportscasters are sharing cookie recipes right now.
Taking a little nap? Right? Siesta?
Crossword puzzle results.
So I guess there's nothing to talk about, Mikey.
I love or you tune into the Mike Max Show and you listen to Sports to the Max on the WCCO Radio.
Maxi!
You're not going to share cookie recipes on your show because there's no sports today?
We're live, Maxi. Don't swear.
Hello?
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 Are you there?
Yeah. How are you guys?
Good. Now that you're there, we're great.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny. I was just accused over at the TV. Do you think I would do this?
What?
Yes.
There were some people that my contemporaries, and I don't remember doing this, and they said that there was a time years ago, they were explaining to a couple of the bosses here, that I came in with a beautifully made cake. And I brought it into the newsroom and explained to everybody that I was bored, and my kids and I whipped this up, try it, and blah, 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 and they all loved it. And then later they found out that I was actually walking down the street and a viewer gave it to me right before I walked in.
You took credit. You re-gifted it.
Do you not
think
remember
I do that?
Do you not remember that? Or are you saying...
Well, vaguely.
He remembers the cake. The circumstances around the cake are maybe a little hazy.
You took
I remember everybody
it.
Liked the cake. I didn't eat any of it. I was going to eat anything some viewer brought in, you know?
The answer to that is no, that I don't believe he'd do that because the story isn't embellished enough. If Mike was going to actually make up a story, would there be a...
I didn't, by
like
the time,
you rescued
by the
dogs
time my
or
colleagues had embellished
it,
I barely recognized it because they were taking some liberties.
There you go. That must be...
It's like, man, he can bake, too.
And he can cook, too.
The Betty Crocker of sports.
Yeah, what's the old... there's a buddy of mine, an older guy, he says... I can't remember what the metaphor was about hitting the jackpot, but he said... It's like getting a date with Cindy Crawford and finding out she can cook, too.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Maxi, Twins back in action
tomorrow
night in Cleveland on CCO Radio, of course. Twins are 56-33. Cleveland 50-38.
Yeah.
If the Twins play 500 ball the rest of the season, they'd wind up, Cleveland would have to go 44-30. So they'd have to be like 595. The rest of the season to win the division, which I guess statistically is possible.
Yeah.
This series is kind of a big deal coming up, right?
Yeah, I was just on a Cleveland radio station not long ago, and it's always interesting to hear.
Wait, they have radio in Cleveland?
They said last year it came in, and they're really excited about
that's
it.
Great. That's cool.
That's great.
And we're so happy for them.
They said there's a McDonald's they're really excited about, so you can get a burger really quick now.
Like stoplight?
No drive-thru.
I said, reminds me when I was in Iowa last year, they were talking about that coming. But,
by the way, if you want to hear what the Cleveland play-by-play guy sounds like on radio, just listen to the Twins radio broadcast because he's so loud when he gets shouting, he'll come across the other team's broadcast.
Mr. Hamilton.
Is he hard of hearing?
I think he just gets really excited. He's a big baseball fan.
Wow. I did a banquet with him once when they were in town. He's a small town Wisconsin guy who worked his way up the old way through the minor leagues and rode the buses. And now he does basketball, college basketball as well. He's good. He's kind of renowned in the business. Those guys have been around for a long time. But in Cleveland, they think they can catch the Twins. I'm just telling you. And they think that it's amazing that they're there without a couple of their best pitchers being employed for the most part, Carrasco and Kluber. And so they have a great sense of optimism that they will sweep or win two out of three this weekend and completely turn this into just what I would consider to be a wonderful next 3 months of baseball, or two and a half.
Maxie, did you see the Atlantic lead using the robotic umpires? And apparently MLB is keeping an eye on that. At some point, if it's good enough, it might make it to the majors. So they're still going to have umpires, but this cuts down maybe on some of the controversy, some of the gray area. What is a ball? What is a strike? What do you think of this?
Well, I don't like it initially when in some form it's coming. They keep building them and obviously there's going to be flaws in it, but there's flaws in every system, and then we kind of get used to them, right? And we find a way to, technology-wise, do you put a robot out there, and then when it malfunctions, you've got to back up something, a video screen or something, I guess. I get it. I just don't like it. I umpired myself for years when I was in college, amateur and high school ball. And I like the give and take. I like being a part of the game. I like what an umpire brings.
You like getting yelled at?
Yeah, I like getting. You know what? It's funny, Paul, because it was almost your permission to vent yourself. In other words, you could have a good rhubarb and kind of blow off some steam. And you'd be arguing about baseball, but you'd be getting rid of some of the steam that had pent up during the course of any day, right? Even when you guys get done working some days, there's time when you just want to blow a gasket a little bit, And you could do that when you're umpiring. It felt kind of good because you're doing it within the boundaries. It was acceptable,
Not yelling at any little kids, though, or are you not taking it out on them?
No,
right?
They were all good. And you know what? I think
parents maybe?
Yeah, but they get a bad rap, too. Once in a while, they don't understand the rules. But in general, I think, as much as we complain about, I think that in general, and Jory, you've sat through a lot of games too. I think parents are really good. It's always the few that stand out, but in general, parents and coaches are really good at the youth levels.
That's true. I mean, we've generally behaved ourselves.
A few bad apples everywhere.
Yeah, a few bad apples can screw it up, but
I've
in
waved
general,
my pistol around just a couple of times.
I thought he needed help. That's why I went out there to tell him that. That's the reason.
Let me ask you about soccer. Minnesota United advanced to the semis of the Open Cup with a 6-1 win over New Mexico.
Yep.
So, okay, now with the women winning the World Cup, can we generate a little more interest in soccer here locally?
Yeah, I think it's all kind of come together. Obviously, the World Cup, it creates a buzz for the sport. The Minnesota United winning creates a buzz for the local sport. And I wouldn't be surprised. There's details that need to be worked out. Can I say this? I wouldn't be surprised if the Women's World Cup team ended up playing at Allianz at some point in time.
Really?
Well, that would be cool.
I didn't say it. Don't tell anybody I said it. Don't say it. I don't want you to attribute it to me. I'm saying
it's an exclusive.
I talk to people and they tell me things, And I think there's a chance. Not a done deal. I think there's a chance. But I think all of that mushrooms it. And the fact that the Minnesota United won their sixth straight game last night against New Mexico, which has left them scrambling. I had Bill McGuire on the night with me, one of the owners, and I said, what the heck happens when you don't even know if you're going to be Open Cup? He goes, tell me about it. We've got, you're trying to organize the whole staff overnight to run a 20,000-seat stadium, but it's been all good for them. And if they make the playoffs, I think that's a real feather in their cap, and it's I think they're almost ahead of schedule where they want to be as an organization, and in part because of the World Cup, too, because it brings so much attention to it.
Dumb and dumber. So you're telling me I got a chance.
So I'm telling you guys,
best line.
Just don't tell anybody that I told you, okay?
Hey, 30 seconds. What else is on your show tonight?
Going to have Terry Steinbach on to break down the Twins. He's a former All-Star MVP. What's it like to be an All-Star MVP? Dick Jankowski is going to stop by the studio and do a little slapstick. Jeff Swenson is going to be on with us. He's the AD at Augsburg. He's got a former assistant coach. He is going into the Hall of Fame that has been diagnosed with brain cancer, and we'll talk about that. But lots of good stuff and important stuff tonight.
We'll be listening.
Tune into
Thanks,
Mike
Maxie.
Max.
Thanks, guys.
Do you check email when you're on vacation?
Sadly, yes.
You're not alone. We'll talk about that after the break here on CCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.